Rishus Avi Mari. We're holding Simon Reish Beis, Siv Ches. I release one sugya from Siv Ches to Siv Yud Aleph. The Makor is Gemara Brachas and Daf Lamed Ches. Gemara brings down Marbar Avashi says that you have Dvash coming off Tamarim. The luck is, even though the Tamarim is her eights, but the Dvash comes out is Shakal. Says Gemara, why? Gezeya Ba'almahu. Stam Zeya. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah, a case of Truma, a case of Dvash from Tamarim, or Yain for Tapuchim, or Chaymitz for Sufyanis, or Shamei Peris. The Loch is Machlikis of Loz of Versa Bishua. If a person has a Bishagig, if that be Karen for Chaymish, we pass like a Bishua, the Loch is that you potter. Why ain't Shem Truma? The idea of Zeya Ba'alma, the Ifat Vekhlu from the Sugya, and Taisha speaks out, this Loch is Lav Dafka Tvash from Tamarim. It's all May Peris, the Loch is you potter from Truma. Therefore, negative bracha will be a case of shakal. Says Taisus, except for two cases: a case of tirosh v'yitzar, a case of yain, and a case of shemen. What's the svart mechal between the case of all mashkin versus yain v'shemen? So you could say simple: it's zayin mashkin or machshavit. Myself, I don't see anyone say the idea is zayin mashkin. Either the Ritvim Sochim and Taisus Babasa want to answer that we see that the pasuk is being marba negated to the sugya of Truma, Bakum, and Arla, Yayim, Vitirosh, case of wine and oil. Here also negate bracha, Kain, the Raisa Tikkun, give a Cheshivas over here, negate bracha. Well, the way of the Paiskim over here, the Grazna Archa Shulchan say, they'll die to the Hachi, you plant it. The main thing of a grape is for wine, the main idea of an olive is for oil. That's the Ikki side over here, and therefore that region has a different bracha, and one of the Kal of Zeh Ba'alma. The Ikki, what the Svar over here is, we come out with the Yisoid, that's something that is a juice that comes out from a fruit. The loch is a get of zayon, therefore it's a shakal. We have a second sugya of blat leila, a blat later on daf lamed tes amud aleph. Says a pop up pshitali. It's pasha to me that may silka kisilka. That Rashi explains a tafshil shel tardin. You have these beets over here, cooked it with water. The juice that comes out has bracha like the vegetable. The vegetables are adama. Here also the water is also a case of adama. Says Gemara, same thing. May did lifta kilifta. My dekul and shulki, anything that you cook together in water, the loch is the water has together like this vegetable over here, a cloud. So it sounds like we have a little bit of a steer over here. We have a sugi negate to peris, all the juice that comes out, zeya ba'alma, case of shakal. Mashengin by yirakis, by vegetables, when you cook it inside a liquid, the loch is whatever the vegetable is, who didn't the liquid over here is. Do we go say zeya ba'alma, go to shakal, or no, has the same exact bracha? In fact, Taisus this question on daf lamed ches. The answer is Yesh L'chalik. You can be M'chalik. The question is, what is the Chalik? Now, among the Rishonim, we'll see there are going to be six Malach among the Rishonim. However, by us, there are Iker two Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba, and Derech Akav, they bring down also the Rosh Ito. But the other Rishonim will lead to the Reish Hei, where again, the Sugya is going to be repeated with much more Klalim, for obvious reasons. Our Sugya is Birch Zaperis, that's the Daf Lamed Ches. The Sugya of Reish Hei is Birch Zirakis. The sugya of Meishlok is Mamish. They have much more Klalim. So the focus, what says over here, or comes out from over here, we have really to Malchim, the Rosh, and the Rashba. We have the Rosh comes up with a Yisoy to answer this question, that what is the Chilik, is the whole point over here, is it coming to get the Tam. If you have the Ikkah Tam, when you take a fruit and you squeeze it out, then you're not getting the real Tam over here. It's not Tam. Therefore the Loch is, when you have the Ikkah Dover, that's a Bracha. The juice that comes out is not the real tam. Therefore, it'll come out when you cook it, says the Rosh, when you or you do a case of you soak it 24 hours at least, it gets out the real tam. The case of Bishul, then the loch is, you'll make a case of whatever the bracha, the thing itself is, that the water comes out with the same bracha. Everyone understands you take chicken, try to squeeze it, nothing comes out. You cook chicken, you have chicken soup. The more you cook it, the more juice comes out, the more tam comes out. Take vegetables, you squeeze it, it has one thing. But when you cook it, the ikatam comes out. So that idea everyone understands practically, that klal, they squeeze things, has less of the tam, therefore that's not the ikat thing, it's zeya ba'alma. Ma'ashen, can you cook it as the ikatam? So the chilik, according to the Rosh, the words are a chilik between the case of bishul and case of soaking versus the case of the squeezing. But the lumdus behind it, it's not the chilik really bishul versus squeezing. The lumdus is, how do you get the tam? When the tam is there, that's the ikat dover, then you make the locher like the ikat dover. Tam ki ikar, ma'ashenkin. When the tam's not really there, some Zayab Alma, then the Loch will be a case of Shakal. That's the Rosh. Come along the Rashba, he has a different Mahalach. He wants a tiny, it depends what the Derech of the Achila of this fruit is. He says, by Paris, fruit on the tree, Derech is the ether fruit. Juice that comes down is not the Derech. Therefore, Adas was planted to eat the fruit and not for the liquid. Masha Enkin, by vegetables, the Derech and the Roy Vachila over here is to be a cake that's being cooked. If the Roy Vachila is to be cooked, Adas Kain was planted, and therefore the Ikka thing over here is the juice. And since the juice of the Ikka has a locha of like the previous case of Adamo, that means his chalik is, what is the Derech to do with this object over here? Is it Derech to cook it or not Derech to cook it? So again, we have a simple idea. We have the Rosh, depends how you get the Ikatam. We have the Rash, but depends where the Derech over here is. The Shartim also Sifkot and Samavov does bring down a third Shito on Sifkot Alev, the Rosh Shito. Very important to your side. The Rosh says over here that it really depends if you're eating it with the Shlokas or you're just taking only the liquid. He says, when you're having it with the Shlokas, that's the Ikar and the liquid's with it, that's the Tafel. That's the reason why I'm making a Bracha like the Ikar. However, you have only liquid by itself, only in that case, that's a lochav shakel. A vital liquid by itself, whether it's fruit or vegetables, is always shakel. Now the Sharatin over here comes along and says that we don't pass like this through all. Das yochid. The Maisi, you look at the Bnei Svard, the Kavachayim is choshish for the all. The Olatin is choshish for the all. And the Zoysa Brocha of Mendelbaum says, if the Mishmur would have known is not das yochid, it's a Me'ibi also, and it's also a ritual over here, lav dafka passing against the all. Therefore, you'll see in certain brochas form, they get to making soups over here. They'll have a case of mamash meish lokas. You want to drink only the liquid, al siru or shito, they will say, make a shakel, which possibly the Gemara is not that way. I mean, this ra'ah, the shaitin is being down very important, aloha, numerous forms seem to just go and be choshed for this ra'ah. But again, we'll have to get back to the soups beklolius. They get to Alistair Gavik, we have the Rosh and the Rajba over here. One's the derech of tam, and one is tam, one's the derech of how they're supposed to eat it, is it through cooking or not. How do we paskin? So I point out that we have a mechab over here in Reish Beis, you have a mechab over here in Reish Hei. In the Reish Hei, the Shartin Sifkot Nundal points out, he saw them and he paskin straight up like the Rosh. He says, a situation that's not cooked, the loch is you don't have the ikatam, and therefore we'll chitch the Rosh, the loch will be a case of shakal. Over here in Reish Beis, if you'd Aleph, he saw some like the Rosh, but he began to yesh oim the Rosh. Then it comes along, the mechab, and he's saying, a loch lemaiso, to be choshev from the Rashi Shito. Then the case over here has to be whatever the derech is. Therefore, the Mishmur and the Zekelim are very clear. We pask in both. We're choshev both. Therefore, it only has one reason or the other. The lach will only be a case of shakel. In order to be a case of a dhamma or an eight by vegetable or by a fruit, you'll have to have both reasons. You'll have to have the cases that was mevashal, and you'll have to have the case that's the derech to mevashal. You need to have both. Now, there is a second point, Kamlok Tyson speaks out, that we have to get involved, why is beer any different? L'chor, you can get involved, the beer has as far as side of the Rosh and side of the Rashba. That's the Ikatam over here, that's the Derech over here. And therefore, look among the Rishayim, there'll be seven different answers how to answer this question. Most of them are brought down in Reish Hei. But again, we'll put that to the side over here. I mean, I have to answer six ways for the question between the two sugyas and seven Reish Hei, and we'll have 13 Kolom Reish Hei. We'll leave it right now simple. We have the Rosh and the Rashba, and here it seems to be pretty easy over here. Now, the main question I'm going to discuss in the Geir to juices by fruits is whatever happened to orange juice. Orange juice that we squeeze, Tropicana, 100%, New Square, whatever you want to have, these things are 100%. What should the Svar be over here? What prop should you make upon it? The Moin Amavada make shakel. But we're learning the Sugi now, let's see why that's so. So, analyzing, let's go through the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, depends upon what the derech. Well, first of all, the derech goes over the thousands of years, but that means every society. Says the Chadnishi discussing orange juice, says it goes after every society. Chol dov derech, whatever the derech is. So what is the derech by oranges? Is it derech to squeeze them and make orange juice? Pashkon the Rajbel, who of Bad is a derech? It's oymit v'schito. Not only that, the groves they're planting are made specifically for orange juice. The evil should come out according to the Rajbel. Avad should be a case of the eights. That's the Rashba. We're choshev for the Rosh. What about the Rosh? Let's take his side. Maybe we start him making a shakel. No one takes the oranges and cooks them to make oranges. No one's cooking it. So they have a couple points they speak out. Number one, is the Rosh agreeing to the Rashba and being moist of a din over here? That means, let's say the derech is to squeeze it and make juice. With the Rosh agreed to Rashi, 100% you make an eitz. But I'm saying, even if it's not the derech, if it's ikar tam, tam ke ikar, you make the bracha like the ikar. Says the Chazanus, he wants a tiny, the Rosh agrees to the Rashi. He agrees. Zemes. That is, this is the derech, adai to kein nota, so what the halacha is, you make the bracha like the thing itself. Just the Rosh being moist, you say, even without that tam ke ikar. That's one point of the Rosh. The second point of the Rosh, says the Chazanus, the whole idea of taking this thing is you want mavashal to get the tam. When we eat this fruit, any citrus fruit, an orange, a lemon, any of these cases, a grapefruit, the whole eating, what's that no? It's not really the flesh around it, it is what the shti itself, there's sacks of fruit, sacks of liquid inside. The thing itself is be'etzim, is juice. Every orange is be'etzim juice. The main thing is a juice over here. So be'etzim, the no v'achila is a shtiya. That's what it is over here, mosai. Well, they say a different idea over here. That what's the yisod of the Rosh? The Rosh is you want to get the tam. How do you get the tam out of things? You have to cook it. That's very good. You want to do from foods over here that are more solids. But the whole entire thing over here is a citrus fruit, which be'etzim is sacks of liquid over here. What do you go do to get the tam out? What the companies do, they're squeezing the oranges, they're squeezing the grapefruits and the lemons. Because why? It's not a standard fruit. It's a citrus fruit. It's bags of sugar, bags of water over here, of liquid. And be'etzim, you're eating juice, and it's full of juice. So the site of the Rosh is not bishul versus no bishul. The site of bishul gives you tam. Here, the tam is by squeezing it over here. Over here, what are you doing? The Sirasik Ligamri. What's the loch of the Sirasik Ligamri in Siv Zayin? Vikri Paskin eats anyway. So he throws in, we have a loch in Siv Zayin. We have a case of eights over here. So he has these like four svaras in the Rosh. Why the loch is, even according to the Rosh, the loch should be an orange, should be a case of bar pri eights. And we have according to the Rashba, Avada, that's the derech. And according to the Rosh, he gets Avav, maybe Rosh agrees to the Rashba. Even according to the Rosh, ik over here, the chil is the shtiyah, the whole thing over here is a liquid over here. It's the serastic, anyway, it should be a case of eights over here. There's all these svaras why the Maishi should agree over here. The Maisel, that's not that hogo. True, the Chandish writes that way, it's not that hogo. How do you answer these questions? So first, the fact that he said the Rosh agrees, the Shayatziyan come along, and the Mishmur Reishay says he doesn't agree. Shayatziyan speaks out clearly. To get the bracha of the, like the fruit itself, you have to get side the Rosh and side the Rashba. He says if you only get the Rashba, that's not enough, you need to have a case, also a bishul. The Chandish goes on further and says, yes, Mishmur disagrees with me. He doesn't know where he got it from. So you have to first know, is there machlokes Rosh versus Rashba? The Shai Tzion said the Rosh disagrees with the Rashba. The second idea that I come along and says that's the Muach Legamri, we have Siv Zayin, the loch is, so what, the Ikar loch can make an eitz upon it, as my Ramah says, Mishmur Paskins, Toiv loch should be case of shakal. But that's to answer something, but still at the end of the day, the main problem over here is, according to the Rashba, it's the Derech, according to the Rosh, it's the Tam. That means that that's two svaras, the maisa we have over here, side the tam and side the derech. So they have, I think, three ways of answering it. One is, we have the raw we mentioned, and the shayat zion. The raw says it has to be the liquid together with the salad. Mishmur paskin against the raw, but if you want to be choshen of the raw, the orange is, of course, the case of shakal. That's aleph. Second thing is, Kamal Rav Shtombach says, the baya is not the rosh, the baya is the rashba. The rashba says, what's the metzias over here? You have to go after what the derech is. What defines derech? If all of us have oranges in the house, what will most of us do with the oranges? Eat them. Some people squeeze them, but the derech is to eat them. The companies, there are 20, 30, 40 companies, but why look at them as being hundreds of thousands, millions of oranges? Look at each one being one person. One unit over here. So you have 30 companies and millions of people. So that's, what's a derech? Derech is to eat the orange. True, there are yechidim over here, and they might do a lot of oranges. They might do millions of oranges, but they're yechidim betzim. So let's look. There are more. What would people do? Most people, the derech is to eat them when they have them. When I get it, when you get the oranges, what would you do with an orange? Right, that's true. What would every person do with an orange? So what is the derech over here? Get about what's the sign of the derech? No.
You wouldn't do it.
People don't do it because it takes time, effort, and energy. And they're doing it for money. No. Most oranges would be made to be eaten. People won't do that. There'll be 50 years ago, 100 years ago. They're more juice to it, but also, what would they do with it? What would a person do with it to get those oranges? That's the one time to feed the Rajbah, it's not Nichol the Gedev Derech. That's again, we have the Rajbah, maybe there's a Vayad, Oilam, where he wants to argue. That's where Shtermach wants to know why we're making upon a shackle. And a couple of Moshe, which again, we had a Kasha Sheikha, the answer Sheikha. One of the truths we really came across already, which we have to get back to, places third Teretz is, that things that are Shtia shackle. What does that mean, Yishlotun? We had a case by a Mei Nigrin. What brought you make a Mei Nigrin? Says Ramah, you make a shackle. In fact, the Magavram why? Mei Silkus, Mamashal Sugya. Make a Domo. Says the Mishavura, according to Goyin, you know why? Shtia. Shtia is different. Now again, where is he coming from? Tosis. What does that mean? You have to get to. Says Moshe, we go like this halacha. We go with the idea of Shtia. The mini Klaisel is Shtia. Anything that's for drinking, Metzias come to go drink, Tosis to answer Sheikher, that's where we make a case of shackle. It's that Tosis third test by Sheikher. That means where Anahog is coming from, true, we have a hard time working out the Svar. We have either Ra, or we have Tosis by Sheikher, or we have maybe the Rashba, the idea of Derech goes after the Moin Am, at the homes. The Maisel. The Chaznish himself has brought down, they asked him, Maisel, you brought down the Sefer, there should be a case of AIDS. The Maisel Chaim said he passed in shackle. He himself passed in shackle. The Ashiv passed in shackle, the Avos and the Chodeshani, the people of Nebrak, the Maisel, they made shackle. And they went to Chaim. Chaim made a bracha on orange juice, shahakel, Maisa Rav over here. Maisa, they point out on all this farm go, the locha is a case of shahakel. Rav Shtuma goes a drop in between. He wants a taina. He gets the svar. He wants to say the ikir is mitzad the rajbo and the derech. But he says it really depends if you want the pulp over here, a mesanin, not mesanin. If you have one of to have the little pieces inside, let's say the pri is over here. And if you want to say, in that case, that orange juice that you get from the store that has pieces inside, you make your eitz, halacha l'maisa. The oilam seems to argue and disagree, because they seem to understand that the juice is the ikker, and the pieces inside is better than the tafel. So why make a bracha on something that happens to be there, that's certainly not the point over here. I mean, maybe you want the pieces, the ikker is the juice over here. But Shtumach says not that way. What time you want the whole thing over here, you make your eitz over here. But at the end of the day, that Moin Am still makes a shackle. We have different svaras to answer it, but it has to be addressed through our sugya. Which then leads to the case, what's halacha by lemon juice? Now, we spoke already lemons, the three different types of lemons that are on the market. Or the Tzion says all lemons in Eretz are sweet. Not sure what that means, but if it's true it's all sweet, then we make case of eitz. If the lemons are only roi b'shasat chak, it's shahakel unless you masak in it. In the case not roi at all, no broch at all. Let's get to the lemons per se. They get to lemon juice. That means you have lemon. You put some sugar inside. Now you have lemon juice with sugar. Sweet over here. What bracha should you make upon it? So again, the Chanush speaks out this case. And over here he says, Shubhiyah boy priya eitz. And the Chodashoni says, Allah l'maisa, on this case, eitz. They point out, you don't have a Shtobach Sfar anymore. A Shtobach says what? Can you look at the Rash Bashit over here? You look at the Moin Am. The Moin Am, what do people do with lemons? Make the lemon juice. No one eats lemons. So here, Rav Shtermach agrees that this situation should be a case of eitz, even when you squeeze them. The Maisa, again, the Ilum, if they ever drink lemon juice, which is usually not the klal over here, they seem to not understand the concept. They go the loch shakel. Either mitzad, you have again the svar or the ra'ah that's brought down the shayat sin that someone be choshev, which again the shayat sin says that that's yofid. You have to have the flesh together with the liquid. Or you have the svar again of the gain, taisvis. And Moshe has the ik idea over here is the case of a shtia is always the case of a shakel. But a third reason, which we mentioned by case of a cocoa by chocolate, is the ikr is that when you have sugar and you have cocoa and things mixed together, what do you want? You want the mixture. And really, what do you want? You want sugar flavored. What do you want? You want something sweet with flavor of the lemon, the tangy lemon taste over here. You can really argue the point that you're not having cocoa beans. You're having a whole mixture over here with cocoa flavored. You can say when you have sugar inside, you have sugar flavored with some lemon taste to it. The way the Shire Bruch, when he brings it down, he wants to know all these lemon juices are betzim as a tavlin. And that's just made to go do as a spice inside your food, inside your oichel, which is the derech. Therefore, the fact that you choose, to some odd reason, drinking a cup with some sugar inside, that's nichel in the geta of no chshivas of a pri. We get a sugar at the end of the simen to get to that tavlin. Therefore, you make a shakel. That's when you drink lemon juice straight. However, lemonade, That comes over from saying that's not a shayla, that the ik is water, we get the case like sheikhah, same reason. Whatever reason sheikhah, we make a bracha shahakal and not mezainas, same reason why lemonade, that lakuli alma, that seems, that everyone agrees, should make a case of shakal over here. So again, it comes out, mitzana sugya, you do have to really analyze two main cases of this from this class, the orange juice and lemon juice. Aloch lamaisa, orange juice, everyone makes shakal, even the chazanish. Only a piece inside, there may be a svar to makmer, or shtomach. Lemon juice, the mice said, no one does that as far as I know. And lemonade is not even a shayla, but they make a case of shakal. Next sugya, Sifyud Beis. We have a sugya on the Laman Haman of an Aleph, Mishnah, that says, Amperes Oritz make a way pi adamo, except for the case of pas. By the pas, you make a moitzelech of an Oritz, and you walk to make a way pi adamo. The Gemara, as it seems to be pointing out, they're repeating over the idea of Bari Pri Adamo, and why are you comparing Yerokas to Pas? What's the comparison one to another? The Gemara says, just like Pas Nishtana Al Yidei Or, who are doing Yerokas Nishtana Al Yidei Or? Different Gemara, Afla Mechesim, Beis, and Brochas, discuss the idea of what happens if you take a vegetable, and you change it through fire. The Gemara brings down that Rav Chizah says, it really depends what the derech is. The derech is to be cooked, it'll be Adamo, and then not the derech be shakel. If I care, the derech is to be raw, then it'll be Adamo, and we'll be cooked. It'll be a case of shakal. The more brings down those who want to argue on Rav Chizah, one says machlokes. At the end of the day, Tosafot points out, we pass like Rav Chizah, and it depends what the derech over here is. Now again, the Gemara discussing a case of vegetables. That's where the loch will be brought down in Reish Hay. But it's also the case of sugya by peris, by fruits. By if the derech is to be eights, when it's raw, it'll be eights, and cook will be vice, it will be shakal, and vice versa. Now, the Gemara's case is, what's derech to be cooked by vegetables? The Gemara says a case of kruv and silka and karo, those things be adamo, eating gruo be a case of shakal. The way the Olam says over today is peanuts. Peanuts, you get them, they're roasted. If you take peanuts, you can eat them raw. What's the rock? You make a shakal, you roast them, you make a case of adamo over here. The Gemara says, what's the case of that is not the derech, that you only eat them raw, not cooked? The Gemara has two cases, they say either shum or karti. You have to get to see why that's so in Reish Hay, in case of garlic and leeks. They say practically it means today, if you take a person takes a cucumber or grapes or walnuts or watermelon and cooks them, which you can cook, the luck will be when it's cooked a shakal. When it's raw, it'll be a case of whatever the fruit is, either itz or adam over here. That's first, Rav Chizah, that's the Gemara. Luck lemaisa, like the Mechaber, sign Reish Hay, and sign Ve'oz, the maisa, we paskin, the luck depends if it's raw or if it's cooked, whatever the derech is. Once we have this halacha, there are different questions. How do you apply the geder? What's the definition of geder? First, we say what is the derech? You look at the world, how the world eats things, or do you look at b'chol makom makom? So there's a bi halacha again in Reish Hay in Sif Aleph. He says you look at every single place. Each place has its eating habits. Whatever that place does, that's the halacha. Which now will lead to obvious issues over here. What happens when a person is coming from one place and staying somewhere else? Take the example the Sfarim brings down. The Sfarim will somehow bring down that string beans and zucchini in America, they're just as well being eaten raw as cooked. They have a string beans, halacha is, in America, raw or cooked, and zucchini, it's a doma and shakal. Mash enkin and Eretz Yisrael, they're only eaten cooked, not raw. Now, you can argue the point, but that's how it's brought down, the different Sfarim, that string beans here are never seen raw, zucchini here is never seen raw, and America, you see it all the time. Another question now is, what happens when a person comes from Chutz La'aretz and goes to Arizay? What is Arizay? Is that America? Is that Chutz La'aretz? Is that Eretz Yisrael? And what exactly defines a place over here? What it goes after it's planted? What is the anhog and the gear to defining the makom over here? What to go after the makom? What to go do? So there are four or five options on this farm. Bizman Azeh seems to really argue the point. They ask Chaim Kanievsky what to go do. He says, the ma'aseh, where you are, that defines. The makom is the makom. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? If you're right now in Eretz Yisrael, the derech has to eat string beans only cooked, you eat them, it's a case of shakal. That's not you, but so what? That is to go after the makom where you are right now. At Tzad HaSheni, the Yitzim Shalom Zalman says, depends to keep one day or 2 days Yontif. Where are you? If you go back, you're Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, derech be cooked. The lach is a double. Ma'ashen, can you keep one day, you're Eretz Yisrael. Then lach is, the makom means what makom you associate with. Not where you are right now. The makom, what are you part of? Atzad HaShlishi of Sharmik says, what's this yisvar over here between the idea of raw versus cooked? Because at Das Kain they planted it. You have to go where it was planted. Because that's the planter of Das Kain. That means even if you're in Israel and you live here and they bring in bodek from Chutz Laretz, what bracha do you eat a bodek when you're Israeli eating cauliflower over here, broccoli over here? If they only eat it cooked, you're eating it raw over here. Could you go abdaske? What they planted for? You can argue maybe they planted for the whole world. Pasha planted for that area over here. But we go where it was planted. Atzalash Ravi, but Burkut says, it really depends what your eating habits are. I mean, people come to this country, they have certain eating habits. Over time, it naturally changes. Become associated, I've been here 25, 30 years. Eventually, I start adapting to how they eat around over here. My kids have one eating habits, I have different eating habits. When I come to eat where they eat over here, that's why I'm a part of right now. Therefore, I can not really know how to speak Hebrew if I eat like an Israeli. So fine, I have to look like an Israeli over here. So there's a big gamut over here, what to go do. My father, for example, he eats cauliflower, bodek. The question is what broccoli you want to eat it when it's raw. So on the assumption, you can argue the point that Americans eat it raw, which is true, that's clear. And over here, they only eat it cooked. So what do you do with a bodek bag that's put into this country? So, big shallow. My father, he told me this morning, I asked him, he asked if there's a kaplan, what to go do, what do you go after? So the maestro, he said, raw, that's what you are, you're an American, you make a case of adamo. Even though it's raw. Fine, and the person next to me make a case of shakel. But these are questions, and again, this, the doctrine as far as how far take the aside, a very important question when it comes up to the situation. But that's one question of what finds the getter, the fiyah mokum, what the mokum means, each one onto his own. There's a second question over here, what defines the getter of being even, that is, could be eaten raw and cooked. The Mishmur points out very clearly over here, does not mean one is better than the other. It means one of is normal. It could be better to eat and cooked or raw. But as long as it's normal, one or the other, both of them be the loch of adamo, or both of them be a case of eitz. The getter is not what's better. The getter is what is normal. That's the second point. What is normal? Now, obviously, everyone can argue what defines normal. Everyone's crazy. What person is normal? What defines normalcy? That's a great question. I have no idea. But Maisa, what defines normal getter us by eating over here? So the Mishpura has a lashon sifkon samach aleph. He says after harbe bnei adam, lashon harbe. Sifkon samach beis, sifkon samach gimel. He says go after roiv bnei adam. So he has lashon roiv, lashon harbe. Now they point out it can be roiv mamish. Can have. Because the Gemara is very clear, if it's the get over here is to be even, be cooked and raw, you make a brach on both. It can't be roiv cooked and roiv raw. It can't be roiv both ways. So Elmai wasn't mean roiv over here. Roiv in the definition of normalcy. How do you understand that? So where the Pesach Loch or Refor says what the Mishmur means, it means when roiv people are served this thing, they would eat it that way. It's a normal thing. Not roiv in the fruit, but roiv people, roiv bnei adam. Roiv people are taking apples, will eat them cooked, yeah. Roy people will eat them raw? Yes. Of course, roy apples, as far as I understand, are certainly eaten raw. But roy people also eat them cooked. Just most times it's not cooked that way. But it's just as good cooked as raw. And therefore, the example negated Paris that are even are case of apples. Either way, you make case of eights over here. Now, there are numerous cases to discuss practically. Most of them are the case of vegetables, which have to get to the Meshay. What's the luck of onions and carrots and cabbages and cauliflower, celery and all these things, garlic. When they get to us by fruits, not too many cases. Well, the case that's brought down by the Torah, Maram, is a case of chavushim and arumim. Case of quinces and a case of chestnuts. Now, chavushim, the Torah has machlokes versus Maram. Maram won't say when it's raw, it's not the derech, it's shakal. Mash Enkin, the Torah won't say it is the derech both ways, and both ways, whether it's cooked or raw, is a case of eitz. Bizman azeh, what the halacha over here is by a raw case of chavushim, a case of quinces, Olitzin says it's a derech, it's eitz. Avodah says no one eats it. Of course, it's only a case of shakal. Don't know what the machlekes is. I don't know what quinces are. So far, we have machlekes mitzias. What exactly to do in what machlekes Torah and Maram is. The second case over here of arumim, they say is chestnuts. I'm wrong. That's what I'm saying. Arumim is chestnuts. Then the mice again, that I do see in the Hanukkah time, go to Gula, they'll have it over here. Maram said the case over here is Shahakal when it's Chai. Masha Ekim the Torah says either way, it's Chai Uruah, it's a case of Eitz. In this situation, if this from Golak Maram, that means you get them around Hanukkah time, you have to roast them, and therefore to eat them raw, it'll be a case of Shahakal. Masha Ekim, we eat them cooked, this from come along and say, by chestnuts, be the case of Eitz over here. Now there is the Svar over here, to Michalik, between raw and cooked. Because this was not planted to be eaten raw. Now, there's a question that Bialoch over in Sifyut Beis points out. What's the difference between Sifyut Beis? We're saying it's not derech to eat this way. Whereas the case of Sifyut Beis, by either the case of Beiser, or something that's not developed yet, what's halacha? It's Adomo. Went from an eighth Adomo one level down. Mashenke, by something that is derech to eat and only cooked, and you choose to eat it raw, went down two levels, went down to the case of Shakel. So the Chori can really ask from Sifyut Beis to Sifyut Beis two different cases, whether the case of Beiser, or the case of any pre that's not developed, who you have a kasha, one's go down one level, one's go down two levels over here. So the way Halavush says over, which make it very important, you sign the gate to something cooked and raw. You want a taino, by Beiser, not a lot of people eat that way. Over here, no one eats it that way. Nobody eats it that way. The effort goes down two levels. Comes out to be a case of a shackle, be something that come out, no one eats that way. The shack, but Bialocha sends you to Lavush, but leaves out Lavush, says, no, we're not going like Lavush over here. Mishmur wants a machalik. Whether the pre will naturally develop, so the get of a pre, the baisa will naturally develop. The fruit that's not developed yet can naturally by itself develop, so the get of a pre. Went down one dog, did not get there yet. Lav ikka pre, went from a eats adoma, it's by pre or eats by pre adoma. Mash enkein, by something that's there to be eaten cooked, you eat it raw, it can't naturally get that way, unless you do something to it, you cook it. You do some action to it. Therefore, it does not have a get of being a pre over here. A dog can stick a chilik over here, but that's his mechalik. The Moshe comes along with another way to answer, I think a Geshmak Malach. Once something is picked by the cases of Beis, whether it's a Beis or not developed, what's everybody do with it? Everybody uses it at that stage. Masha Enkei, but something that's real, what's everybody do with it? Everyone cooks it, and most people cook it. So by Beis, what does everyone do with it? What's not developed, what does everyone do with it right now? They don't throw the garbage, Baltashkas, they use it. So that's what's it right now. It's a pre being used in its matziv. Mash enki is something that is not cooked yet. People don't use it that way, so it doesn't have the chshivas being a pre yet. But those are the three ways of answering sif beis and lumpdus for sif yud beis over here. Sif yud gimel, sif yud dalid is a sugya of a case of nuts over here. Two different cases that you're misakin or you're miskin it through a case of dvash of honey. The case of sif yud gimel is a case where you have a complete nut. That a case that you were fried it inside honey over here. So since you have this complete knot and the das is to eat it raw, and you came along and you mavashal it inside water, now it's not as good when you mavashal it. When you cook it, it's not as good. However, you put dvash upon it and now it is as good, it goes back to eights. That means it went from eights when it was raw. You cooked it, it went to shakel. You put dvash, it goes back to the case of eights. And that's the kimto over here that was saying, good to be eaten as raw, as cooked. If you make your eights. So come down over here, we have really two yesaidas over here that point out. One is the idea of what defines something being as well cooked, as well eaten when it's cooked. The yesaid, even though it went down, went back up, has a luck over here of being as well be eaten cooked, a luck of eights. A second yesaid over here is what defines ikka and tofel, that even though you might think the egg is not as well eaten when it's cooked, and if you put the dvash on top of it, maybe the ikr is the dvash. Kamash blon, the loch is no, the ikr is not the dvash, the ikr is a nut. Two yisoid is one ikr and tafel. One yisoid is what defines the geta being mavushal, has the geta being eaten as well, being cooked, even though it had a stage in between that was not eaten as well. Mash enkin sifri dalet is a case over here where you did not finish developing the pre over here. You come along and you have this eglis that you can eat it with the klipo. The loch over here is, even though you masakin ayidei dvash, since it's not das upon a person to eat it when it's at this stage over here, when it's not finished its development, therefore the loch is a case of shakel. Now just be clear what comes out over here. You have to realize there's always like there's two levels over here. There's lav ikar pri, there's lav daita eluye. Two different things over here. And they have two separate lochas. What comes out from here and through the whole simon, lav ikar pri, it goes down one dargo. We had a case where it's slav, goes down one dargo, lav ikar pri, but people eat the leaves or they eat the other sections of the tamar over here. Goes down to case of adomo. We had a halachan sif beis, the garinim is lav ikar pri, we say a case of adomo. We had a place in sif, garinim sif gimel, a case of beis and sif beis, went down to adomo. So we have case over here, lav ikar pri, whether it's sif beis, gimel, or vav, adomo. Then we have cases of lav daita eluya, you have no das upon it. That's the case of Shahakal. We had the case of whether it's Shkenim that was Sakim that was small. We had the case of Mishmur said by your Paris that dried out over here. Mishmosim Kondun Beis. You have a case of Ara Eglis over here in Sefer Dalet. You have the case of Tzlaf Bizman Azeth, so the Shayatim of the Chidor, case of Shakel. That means you have to get the Klolim clear. This Lav Ikapri goes down one dargo. Mash Enkin Lav Daite Luye goes down completely to the case of Shakel. We'll get an idea that says Lav Daite Luye Shakel, but Lav Daite Luye Tzas will be Adoma. We'll have to get to where that's coming from. But right now, Lav Daite Luye at all, case of Shakel. Now, they ask the question to Rav Osner, it's coming from Asugyo, what happens if a person has fish that he put bread coating around it? Do you say, since there's bread coating around it, you say the cloud koshish by heiminim, you make a bracha mezainus. So Rav Osner says, Maisa, what are you eating over here? You have a fish, that's the ik is a fish over here. I have something wrapped around it. He says, just like over here, in some reish base, if you gimel, you have an eglis, and something wrapped around it has a get of an ikker and toffle to go after the ikker, and the dvash is a toffle. He also negates the case of the fish with bread coating around it, has something around it, does not make it any difference. We'll have the loch of ik and a toffel, and they make the brachon shakel. That means negate the sugar, obviously a schnitzel. Everyone knows what they're eating over here is the ik is the plation side. Therefore, we see a cloud of ik and toffel, even though it's wrapped around fully by something. What is that loch of? You see from over here, still has a get of ik and toffel. And therefore, you make the brachon of shakel by schnitzel, and by the case of fish. Sift has well, the sugya of sugar over here. Now, first, they bring down the Bahag. Some bring down the Bahag, saying he paskins boy priya eats. The Ben Yonah brings down the Bahag, they're saying boy priya domo. So you look on the Chedushi Anche Shem, by us in the Chafayim of Beis, on the Ben Yonah, he points out, you look up the Bahag inside, he bets me, he says both. That's why some people are calling him one way, some calling him another way. Bahag bets me brings down two different mahalchim and sugar, is or eats or domo. Now, the Bahagi starts off saying, first Shiti says, whether you're eating the sugar cane, and your mama's chewing it, and therefore the sugar comes out, and you have these bamboo shoots that you're chewing, or the case where you extract the sugar, you have this juice over here, and you're eating the sugar in itself, does not make a difference, it's coming from a eights, make a bari priya eights, first Shito. The Israel Bonham, however, others disagree, and say, bainza, whether the situation that you're eating the cane, whether you took out the juice over here, since it's not a pre, it's a case of Adomo. That means he starts off not mechalik, whether the sugar came out or you're eating the bamboo shoots, would not make a difference. First sheet holds both cases is eights. Second sheet holds is not a pre, therefore the case of Adomo. That's the first two sheetas. Kamal Ramam, a third sheet, he quotes Kol Go'inim Adomo. Some go'inim ha'eitz, obviously they point out it's calling the ba'ag over here. He says, no, it's neither one, ain't there pre, for oid nishtana ayidei or, and therefore the loch over here is, it's not any better than the case of dvash tomorrow. Dvash tomorrow with not nishtana ayidei or, we said that dvash comes out that tomorrow is a case of shakel, here's nishtana ayidei or, still will be a case of shakel over here. That's the third shito. So we have two in the ba'ag, third in the Rambam. Come along further, after you have the Rambam, come along the tour. It says, I did not understand Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, it's not worse than the case of the Dvash Tomorim. Yeshul Chalik Harbe. By Dvash Tomorim, the ik is the Tomorim to eat. Dvash also, you have honey coming out of it. Very nice. But you can eat the Tomorim. So if that's they planted, it was Tomorim, you have Dvash. Now shaking these sugar canes, what are you planted for? For the sugar. So it's true, it's on the Ali Day Arab. But who cares? It's for the sugar. Therefore, it's for the sugar. A bad person should make a case of eights over here. That's the Tor Shito. So the Maisa comes along among the Rishonim. We have, I think, a very clear build-up over here. We have the Bahagia's two Shitas, we have the Rambam, and we have the Tor. Aloha among the Rishonim, the Bialocha is very nice. He gives you a list of Rishonim over here. Ray Rishonim say Bari Priya eights. The Bein Echananel on the Sugyan Daf Lamvov and Bey says Bari Priya eights. Tesis by us also says the same Yisoid. He brings down the Pasuk Yishir Hashirim, Ki Yaru Im Devashi. I have no idea what the right of the Pasuk is. Fine, we have Farish, the Dvash. Fine, but Maisi said the Lachas Bari Priya Eitz. We have the Maram, we have the Rosh, we have the Torah, Ben Yeruchim, Ruk Yosef, Arzrua, Mordechai. That's really we showed him over here. Tzad HaSheni, Rashi and Sefer Ayur says the case is Adomo. The Ramban says the Sugyo Adomo. The Berlocha says that's the Riashit over here, the Ben Aparetz over here. Tzad HaShlishi, again we have the Rambam, and we have the Smag that says the case over here is Shahakal. Aloch Lamaisa, Agam Rav Yisham says it's Eitz. And there are those who want to pass like Rabbi Shaydim. Taz says the ik is like the Torah. The Green says that's the ik to make case of eights. Clear, that's not on Hoka, that's not how the place can go. The Machaber, the Lavush, the Bach, the Elirapo, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Shnevur, or Chashulchan, the Kli, the Galapoyskin, Paskin, Shakal, Nia, Bedvara, by Keso Sugar. Now, just to maybe understand, we'll go through the Shakal Vitar and the Bialocha, just to get clear, what is he, how is he explaining why that's so? To go step by step, each slav that he says over, just to explain it. He starts off saying first, we have this Yamam that says a case of Shahakal. And again, the Yamam has two reasons, very simple. His words are Ein Zeh Pri and Nishtana Ayidei Or. First he quotes the Rambam, Nishtana Ayidei Or, and therefore it's certainly no better than case of Dvash Tamarim, Aleph. Second, then he brings down the Torah. The Torah says, what are you talking about? Tamarim is Oymel Achila, and Mashahin, sugar. It's not Oymel Achila, the canes over here. So the third thing, Beisesef says, you're right, Tivei Tam, 100% Torah, you're right. Machlaikis, make a shakal. So you have to realize, when it's machlokes, sometimes you give in, and God, you think the other person's right. Some you say it over here. Well, it's a box lahakel. The Maisa, we make a case of shakel. However, come along the Beis Yosef himself and the Kesef Mishnah, which the Kesef Mishnah is the Mechaber, is the Beis Yosef, all the same person. He says, well, let's understand the Mechaber between the two cases. The Torah says over here, what it means is ointment, the situation, for the sugar to come out. Obviously, he never saw any of these sugar canes. And we know that thousands and thousands of people take the sugar canes and they chew it, and they suck out the juice over here. And since thousands of people do it that way, that's the ikker. And mash enkin, when it comes out, the zeya, when it comes out, you squeeze it to get the sugar out, you cook it, get the sugar out, that's zeya ba'almo. That's the Kesef Mishnah, the fourth thing he says. Coming to be halacha, the fifth point, well, Beis Yosef, I have two kashas upon him. Number one, mitzad halacha, as I mentioned before, no one's mechalk whether it's the konim, whether you're chewing the cane, whether it's the extract, whether it's what came out, the sugar. No one's machalik. Either everyone says both is eitz or both is adamo. According to your svar that you're saying over, it should be the cane itself is either eitz or adamo. Mash en cane, the sugar that comes out, should be a case of shakal. And no one's be machalik. So number one, lalocha yivei shver. Number two, he says, the mitzias I don't understand. Chew a thousand of people, chew it. Very nice. But hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, the ik is your sugar. Abana is the ik of priyovir. So that being a list of Rishonim, in the Bag says that way, the Eshkol says that way, and the Riaz, the Goyim says, about the Ikovir is a sugar. True, thousands of people do it. But thousands not make it what it's planted for. Everyone agrees what's it planted for. It's for the sugar that comes out, and not to chew it. The fact that you chew something does not make it, that's a datskam they planted it for. Therefore, he says, a sixth point, he says, let me explain to you what is the give and take of the Bahag and the Rambam. He starts off saying that we have the Bahag over here, and says, Poshit, it is a tree. It's Bar Priya Eitz over here. About this, so what's it sad to say Adomo? The words of the Bahag is Lav Priyu. What's it mean Lav Priyu? It is a Pri. So he brings down in the parentheses the Advashito that he thinks the Mitzis is after 2-3 years it goes away, it's not a tree. So no, that's the mistake of the Advaz. Toys. What he means over here is it's not a Pri, and he sends you the Sugya of Tzlaf that shoots to the Parcho. It's like the leaves of the Tzlaf. It's not a pre a fruit, it's like leaves. Leaves, what bracha do you make? It's true it grows in a tree, but bracha of leaves are a dom, it's not a pre. Lav shein pre. Therefore, that's not to be eight, it grows in a tree. Boy pre eights. What's not to be a domo? Because it's lav priyu. It's not a pre. It's a leaf, it's not a pre over here. On that, come along, the Rambam says, Kol Goinim says a domo. He's ignoring eights, Avad is not shaykh to eights. Avad Kol Goinim says a domo. Then it's Lav Pri, but more than that, Lav Pri. Lav Pri klal, it's nothing at all. Why? Because true that people might chew it, but even when you chew it, are you swallowing the essence? You swallow the wood? You swallow the juice that comes out of it. So by a Pri, what happens? You eat the leaves. You eat the Pri. It has juice inside. Here, when you chew it, you spit out the wood. You spit out the bark around it. Really, you peel off the bark, and you have the bamboo there, and you have the white thing inside. But you spit it out, so that you're left only with the juice over here. Left with the juice only, that's lap priklal. That's why a case of shakal. So he said he took the soid of the bag, he took it a step further, not lap priklal at all. David says nothing to do with the Rosh and the Rashba. Rosh and the Rashba is discussing what brach do you make on berries that you squeeze out. But it has to first be a pre. It never got to be a pre, because no one's using it. It's a pre over here. At Kana's first chalik. That's how he defines the bag. That's how he explains the Rambam. David comes along and says, all sugar canes, the loch is a case of shakal. He goes on further and says, what about sugar beets? Now, the way how they develop in the world, the two different ways of making sugar. They say right now, 80% of the world is sugar cane, 20% of the world is sugar beets. Nice amount, 20%. The swarm, right? The earliest swarm was saying, all sugar is made from sugar beets. They say the first 30 years of this country, all sugar is from sugar beets. Afterwards, they only make an import now. Everything, all sugar is from imported. They kind of, it's all coming from sugar cane. That means even though the swarm is saying one thing in Eretzol, it's switched over right now, it's all import, and therefore it's sugar cane. So, Mice said they have two things in the market, one sugar beets and one sugar cane. Now, come on, Mishavuan says, very good, I answer sugar cane. We have very good, the Bahag and the Rambam. What about sugar beets over here? Let's call it Fili Rosh or Fili Rajbo. Mice is the pre, everyone agrees the pre. The whole you say to argue by sugar cane, La Pri, says the Bahag. And Rambam said, La Pri Klal. Sugar beets is best, it's a pre. It's portion of the pre. So you can't say La Pri, who is. So let Mice go back to the Rosh and the Rajbo. According to the Rosh, you cook it, you get it out that way. Get the time out. A large beet case of Hadamo. A beet is Hadamo. According to the Rajbo, it's a derek to make sugar. Side the Rosh, side the Rajbo, sugar beets should be a case of Hadamo. V'oit says the Mishnah Berurah, they planted dafka for that reason, to get the sugar out of it. There's a bin miyuchad for that. So why there should be Hadamo? On that, says the Mishnah Berurah, is why the Rambam is taking a second Yisoid over here. On this, he says, over here, since it's Nishdana Ayidayar, therefore it's no different than Dvash Tomorrow. Here is the case that's different. Nishdana Ayidayar. Now, what does that mean? The way that Mishbura explains, is the side over here is that since it's not Nikur, when you see the sugar and you see a beet, you have no idea what comes from another. It's Mamash Pam Chadosh Balakan, it's a new entity, a new concept that came over here. Nishdana Ayidayar, so far, everyone will be clueless it came from that. It's a brand new thing over here. And this is where the Numas Achlema gained the point we discussed by chocolate, discussed by soy, and by bamba, all these things, that we have idea of Pom Chodosh's Balakan. A lot of them send you to this Mishnah Berurah, they're saying that's Pshat the Rambam over here. Things in the Mice that are not Nikr at all where it comes from, won't have the Cheshivas of being the Pri over here, and therefore Lach will be a case of Shakal. So it comes along, the Rambam really saying 2 points, one mitzad sugar cane, one mitzad sugar beets, and therefore he says both cases are Shakal. Now, again, at the end of the day, you can say the Chol can disagree. So, of course, if you understand that ever, or the Metzias over here, it's not Nikah Klal, so, of course, it's a Pri over here. But the Maisa, we're choshes for the Rambam. Halach l'maisa. So, first, the same Chut HaMashulah, she brings down the Chassam Sofer, that he was big, was around 6 years old, he learned the Shugah of Sugar, going through a halach over here. And he saw some say eight, some say Adama, some say Shakal. Clicks in the Sugah, so, you know, he's a kid, loves sugar, he was punished from sugar. No more, not that sugar by itself. And the mixture is a tofel, maybe, but the sugar, shalom and bracha, true yosef, there's shakal, chasam soifel, maisi, was machmer. Fine. But wasn't true when the chelikud, he points out that maisa, yirshimayim, it's a shalom here. He says, it seems to him that even the yirshimayim are not machmer in the case of sugar. We're not neviim, we're not bnei neviim, we seem to always give the halacha like shakal in all situations. How far to go take it, according to speak out? Let's say you must soap at certain times, what broch are you going to make? Let's say you're at the end of the meal, you're having ices. Do you make broch and ices at the end of the meal? Is it liquid? Was it solid? Do you make a shakal or not?
No broch.
That's the question. Or an ice cream? That's the question over here.
No broch.
Ice cream also?
Also.
Okay, shayla, good shayla. But there are certain cases that come up, what broch do you make? Well, in any situation you want at the end of the meal, you're not sure what broch to make upon it. So, okay. So, on situation that you must subug what the bracha over here is, you're eating meat for dessert. Did I make a bracha meat for dessert? Fine. What bracha to go to these cases? So, what's your eitzer? Well, take chocolate, make a shakal on that. Chocolate itself is not that simple, why a shakal? So, could you take sugar? Make a bracha shakal? So, the Ksav Sevier says you must subug. He's discussing case not during the meal. He said, you have food in front of you. You're not sure if I made a bracha ready and or not. Can I make a broch on shackle on sugar and pot to this thing over here? So Rav Sofer says, you, one thing, you know, you have to eat sugar, you will plan to eat sugar, find some shadow, make a shackle. But to max is inside a sophic, just to be yoitz something else that you must subic about, that's like kind of counterproductive over here. And therefore, Lamaisa not to have a case of sugar. That's his title. Lamaisa, there's a chayodom and the kids that discusses cases when you must subic, what to go do? He says, take sugar. Mishmur three different times says this. One time there's a Mishmur and Simon Kuf Behe. He discusses it when you have coffee and you put your mezainis inside. So maybe the ik is a mezainis, the coffee is a tofel, should not make a broch any coffee. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you all do? I'm sorry, Kuf Samachas. He says, very simple. Take sugar, make a bracha on sugar. So the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kuf Ayin Dal, discussing at the end of the Suda, you're having coffee. Is coffee part of the Suda or not? He says, very simple. Go take sugar. Another Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Ayin Dal, discussing when a person has wine in the middle of the Suda, and then he has coffee and sugar. What do you all do over there? What's the tuffle to what? He says, make a bracha on the sugar. So Mishnah Berurah gives you eights over here to make a bracha on the sugar. And the Chayotim, the kids, do the same exact thing. And Avod and Shuva, they point out, they're giving an eighth of sugar, which is a machlokes. And they say, you're right, it's machlokes, but that's not Hogan Klai Yisrael, that's what we do. Nachnu, not Nevi'im, Nei Nevi'im. Maisa, we make a bracha shakal on sugar. You could say, you should give a better advice. Make a bracha on dvash. Right, something like that. Dvash is a shakal. But for Maisa, the Svam give you an eighth of sugar, of shakal, that's only our anhogo. Another point they do see from Asugyo, if you take something and you suck it out, what bracha do you make upon it? By these sugar canes, only because it's not a pre, but if it is a pre, something you're chewing, you suck out, sounds like we'll get the bracha the thing itself has. You take an apple, let's say you suck it out, or you take any fruit and you suck it out, what bracha do you make? You make it like the fruit itself? Well, no, it's a juice, it's Zeyeh Ba'almo. So Kireg over here on Simcha, speaking down the Pri Chodesh, it says, whatever bracha you make of the pre, when you suck it, has the getter like the pre itself. Whatever the sal thing is, that's what the juice over here is. Even it's not the ikar, we're saying over here that the something sucking out has the getter thing itself. Even we're saying even the sugar itself might be shakal, but when you chew it, has the lacha of the cane. In between, we have the sad over here. Only reason why do you want to disagree with that? Therefore, the Rishash Bar Metzia says that way, the Masham goes this way. Sada Shein Negras is not the way. He wants a Taino. Maisa, at the end of the day, what are you taking out? Zaya, Shackle. There anything that you suck out to the Prime Nose would be a case of Shackle. I think the way how to answer the case of sugar, the way the Benish Chayin and the Kav Chayin bring down, really depends. Are you chewing the thing itself, or are you just sucking it out? If you're chewing it, the whole time things in your mouth, that's me eating it, and then you're spitting out the wood or the tobacco or whatever, or whatever's there you're spitting out, but you're just getting the juice out. Get the bracha thing itself. Mashing, you're leaving it outside the fruit, you're sucking it, says the Banish Chai. No, that's Zeyeh Ba'almo, the case of Zeyeh. We did discuss this case over here in the Ger to what's the luck of by grapes you suck it out, you make a case of a guffin or eights. Therefore, if the Paiskim say you make a case of eights, you can never get the chashivas of being a case of a guffin yet. You say if you take a food and you might as you suck it out, it's not really like chilek klal, then avada can be better than the pre itself. And even though the juice is roy, but might the thing is not roy at all, be a case of maybe shakal or nothing, then it's only said the Magarvam will get to Reish Gimel Bez Shem today. We'll see that's not our kimtov here. Magarvam will speak out, that's a case of shakal. The last thing we discuss is the last idea is of Tazayin and Nirches, the sugya of Tavlidim, case of spices over here. What bracha do you make? So the Gemara and Daf Lama Vav and Bay is brings down that you have these papali, these peppercorns over here. Now Shesha says you make case of shakal, and Rava says you do not make any bracha at all. The Gemara is a kasha from Erla, a kasha from the case of ginger, and the Gemara is machalik whether the case over here is wet or yavish, whether it has retivas to it, has some juice to it, or is the case that's dried out fully. That means it comes out, we passing like Rava, and therefore you have these spices over here, when they're yavish, and you want to eat them by itself. The lach is you do not make any bracha. What's the reason? Because the only way of eating these spices is by grinding them up and putting it inside as a mixture, as a teruvais. Therefore, the fact that they ate it by itself has no chashivas of being an oichel. Therefore, the lach is you don't make any bracha at all. Now, just to understand what that means, Shlomo Zalman was asked, if so, you have these onions over here, you pick up an onion, what bracha? You make a shakal. Why? What should it be any different in the case of these papalim over here? So he says, yesh l'chalek, the case of the onions or these garlics over here are bigger, you're making them into small pieces. But the pieces, not being grounded up. So the pieces, that makes them the same thing but small over here. And people do eat it that way. When they eat pieces itself, somebody go to Miro's and they serve you these chamutzim and these olives and they have these pieces of onions there, which all the Israelis eat, all the Americans don't eat. Fine, but that onions there, people might eat onions. But even if you don't eat onions, but mice eat small onions inside the salad, the small pieces. And since you have over here a case of small pieces, that avadi do make a brach upon it, even though you're eating by itself without a teruvos. The case that we are discussing are spices that you ground up and only eating inside teruvos, that, since you eat it by itself, we will not make a brach at all, not choshev at all. That's when the case when it's yavish. Mash enkein, when the case that is wet, has some kayak to it, has some juice to it, then the loch is, you would make a brach on top of it. And the question is, what bracha do you make? Do you make a bracha of an eitz, or do you make a bracha of a domo? Beisayis brings down the Rashba. Rashba says that he would say it's an eitz. But Rai, the Gemara compares the sugya of Arlo. Arlo is a case of Paris. Paris makes a case of an eitz. The Rashba goes this way, says the Rashba. However, the Rashba goes further and says, look at the riff and the goyim. They say not the way, they make a bracha of a domo. Meister Sharetzion, he has a list of your rishonim, that some go one way, some go another way. As far as I see, it's 9 verse 9. Machlokes, if it's an eitz, where it's a case of adamo, by the case of when the spices that the maisa are, has some juice to it over here. Now, the Rashba itself, the Chuvah seems to say one way, or the Sugya seems to say another way, I'm not clear. But maisa alocho, the Mechaber is very clear, he paskins alocho is adamo. Mechaber, Chayodim, or Choshuchon, Lechor, not like the Goin, Marsho, they paskin alocho is adamo. Now the question is, how in the world do you get adamo? If it's something that grows on a tree, it should be an eitz. It's la date luye, it should be a case of shackle. How in the world are we getting the case of a domo? Where does the middle level over here? Where does it come from? So the basis brings down the Rashba and Shuva and Moravam Mishmur brings down the Yisod over here. That 227 Lav Daita Eluye goes down to Shakel. Again, we came across this idea numerous times. That's Dafko Lav Daita Eluye Klal. But Lav Daita Eluye Tsas, that goes down one level in case of a domo. Like if you want this curveball over here, a new level over here. We know there's Ikapri, Lav Ikapri. That's Adomo. We know Lav Daitai or Daitai is via Eitz or Shakel. Lav Daitai Ksas came along and said the case of Adomo over here. Kilo Dava points out where the world did get that from. Fine, it's a Kasha. How will he go do that? But the Maisha, that's the story that comes out from this Halacha by the case of Tavlinan. Then the Simon Mishmur goes back, Ramal goes back and makes Kolam over here. That means by now, with the old Simon, the more ends up with Kolam, everyone should basically make the own klalim for themselves, make their own worksheet to figure out what the klalim are. The one klal he speaks out to Ramal, we have Ikka Pri, the loch is the bracha of the Pri. When it's not Ikka Pri, the bracha is the case, is Adamo. And that we know from again, Sevav, Sev Gimel, and Sev Beis. Says the second thing to Ramal, you have a Savak of the Pri is Adamo or a Eitz. Which Shmuel says the Savak is Dafka after you learn the Sugi already. Then what's a loch? Second rule says Ramal, you make Adamo. Third rule says Ramal, you have a Sopik, what bracha at all. Then says Ramal, you make case of shakel. So it has three rules for you over here in the Ramal. And just added two more rules we came across. Lav Daita Eluye Klal. Vlach is the case of shakel, like we had either Ruah Peris, which definitely be cooked, or the case of Shkedim, Masukim, the Akhtanim over here. And the second Klal, Nocha Klal, is Lav Daita Eluye Ksas. We have the same by spices. The case over here is a Domo. On Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we go through Reish Gimel over here. Some people are saying we're going too quick. Some people are saying we're going too slow. We started Reish Gimel already. So if we get complaints from both ends, that means we're going pretty good over here. That's Locho.